This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. Well, let's turn to our Friday political analyst, Vicki Barnett, a former mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic legislator. Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow with Public Sector Consultants and the former Republican majority leader in the state Senate. He joins us by Skype. The Michigan Senate has approved a plan to give local tax dollars to charter schools. It will require millage for intermediate school districts to be distributed to both public schools and privately owned charter schools. Four Republican senators voted against this, as well as all of the Democrats. Vicki, this continues a trend to try to subsidize private charters with tax money. According to a Gongwer report, a Republican who voted in favor said it's only fair that all students benefit from local tax dollars. What do you think of that?
First of all, I don't like the whole bill. And it opens up a question if those schools were not listed as part of the millage. When the voters voted on the millage, they intended the money to go where the millage said it was going to go. So it opens up some lawsuits over there. But I want to be very clear. Public schools in Michigan include charter schools. And the way that these public school academies get around this private issue, so there are no publicly chartered private schools in Michigan. The way they get around it is they have publicly chartered schools through a chartering organization, but then they hire a for-profit private company to run and manage those schools. So this money would indirectly go to for-profit organizations through this crazy, what The Atlantic calls the Wild West of public education in the state of Michigan.
Ken, what's your opinion on this proposal to use these local tax dollars for charters?
I think it's important to point out, and Vicki already mentioned this, that charter schools are public schools. They're not private schools. And the Republican view is if they're public schools, which they are, and public schools are allowed to get these enhancement millages with some restrictions locally, then charter schools, ergo, should benefit from that just like more traditional public schools. Now, it's a little bit more complicated than that in the sense that these enhancement millages were part of Proposal A, which was a school finance reform, and it's our current system, but it was put in place 24 years ago. I think the real fundamental problem isn't this per se, it's that the current school finance system in Michigan, frankly, is an old design facing a new environment. These enhancement millages, these local millages you're talking about, they were designed before charter schools even showed up in Michigan and before they were authorized. So it's really kind of an old design trying to fit a new model, and it's not going to work.
In that case, let me ask both of you, what should we be doing? I mean, we've had a lot of problems since Proposal A back in what year was that?
1994.
So we've had a lot of problems since then, and they seem to be escalating in my mind. What should we be doing, Vicki?
Well, we should have been living up to the promise of Proposal A, and that was school districts that were considered at that time out of formula school districts, which meant they were bringing in more money and didn't have to be held to a particular formula that the state provided. Those out of formula school districts, and there were about 25 of them at the time, including many in Oakland County and some in Kent County, at the time that it was passed, they were promised that their per pupil share would go up no less than the rate of inflation. Well, that has not happened, and so those schools were not held harmless under Proposal A. In addition, Proposal A, when it talked about these enhancement millages, never talked about having them be passed intermediate school district-wide. They could have been levied by each individual school district. But the legislature decided in their infinite wisdom at the time that they would have to be grouped together by intermediate school districts in order to have these enhancement millages. So we've got a real funding issue and crisis, and the fact is the school aid fund has not grown at the rate of inflation or greater. And with the authorization of all these charter schools, each charter school is its own school district. In addition, the State Board of Education has no oversight over the charter schools. The authorizers, which, by the way, are usually universities, and they get 3% of the per pupil funding, those authorizers have the say, and there are no requirements for those authorizers to perform in order to receive that 3%. So it's a mess.
Ken, your opinions on how we should fix schools in Michigan?
Well, that's a big question, Lester.
Well, you've got 2 minutes. Go.
I think the sort of battle you're talking about as to who gets these enhancement millages and who doesn't is, as I've indicated, indicative of the fact that I think Proposal A is just an old design facing a new environment. You have this particular issue that it's facing a greater variety of public school offerings than when it was designed 24 years ago. It was designed when two-thirds of our districts were growing in terms of enrollment. Now two-thirds of the districts are declining. And I think this funding model just hasn't kept pace with the needs. So I think this battle in the Senate this week is just more indicative that Proposal A is just an antiquated design. Now, it's going to be difficult to change it because it was adopted by the voters at the ballot box, and the legislature can only change the Constitution with a three-quarters vote. So I think it's going to be a challenge. School finance faces an environment that it didn't face 24 years ago.
We're talking right now about money. We should be talking about education outcomes and making sure that every child in Michigan has the opportunity to learn, become literate, live the American dream, and have a well-paying job at the end of their either high school, associate's, or college degree. And we have to stop talking about necessarily the money and start talking about the outcomes. And the proliferation of charter schools has not increased those outcomes. In fact, Michigan is falling further behind. So we have a lot of problems with school funding and outcomes for our children. The other side effect of this is people like me, I'm now an empty nester. And I could move, but my property taxes on my house now, because I've lived here for over 30 years, are really low. And for me to move as a senior on a fixed income, I really hate to say that, but, you know, we all get old. And for me to move would mean that my property taxes are going to ratchet up to the fair market value of the house I buy.
Yep.
So we have a whole bunch of seniors that are pretty much trapped in their large houses because they can't afford the uptick in the property taxes that are being subsidized by new people who move into their neighborhood.
That is Vicki Barnett, a former mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic legislator. Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow with Public Sector Consultants and a former Republican legislator. Thanks to both of you for filling us in on this.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lester.